Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
All right, everybody. I just like what my brother just said. My brother said something that is designed to destroy ignorance. So listen here. If ignorance has been your stronghold, you're about to get set free today. So I want you to get out that pencil. I want you to get out that paper. I want you to get out those recorders, whatever you need, so that you can be a part of this spectacular seminar with my brother, King Arthur LaValle of Bunky, Louisiana. He is in the house. Amen. And he's going to give you the information that you need later on to correspond with them. Amen. But I know he's just kind of getting it together there. So again, amen, if you did want to call in and dialogue with him through prayer, you know that number is 318-484-2500. Amen. But a lot of times y'all like me, y'all be so wrapped up in that word until you're getting it, I'll be taking notes too. So I'm thankful to be able to sit up in here with the man of God as he shares the word of God.
Amen. I'm so thankful. Praise be to God.
You got it, brother? All right. Okay. Without any further preliminary, I introduce to some and present to others, all the way from Bunky, Louisiana, none other than in the person of the intramonorable, the incomparable, the majestic King Arthur. Hallelujah. Here he is.
Hallelujah. 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 Well, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Well, our God is a great God. Our Lord. That song we used to sing, How Great Thou Art. I'm going to put it on five pitch. How great thou art. Well, I thank God for my brother, Bishop Townsend, man. He is a tremendous blessing to me here at this radio station. You know, his ministry encouraged me. It builds me up. It strengthens me. And a very important thing that it does, it convicts me. Hallelujah. Boy, that's a good thing, man. Because when it convicts you, boy, that makes your man come before the Lord and say, Lord, I forgive me. It makes you repent. It makes you change. It encourages you. I hear him say all the time, boy, if men and women of God are not only preaching the good news about, man, all that Jesus Christ done for us, but if they're not preaching, man, you know, about coming out of sin, then the Bible called that, you know, a false balance, you know, and a false balance is an abomination to the Lord, he said. So they got to be, man, they got to go hand in hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And man, I be coming here and I be listening to this program, man. I mean, it strengthens me, it builds me up, and I know it does the same to many of your listeners out there. I hear the people calling. And I know that people that don't even call, you know, are being blessed by the word. Because this is the unadulterated, indestructible, incorruptible, ever living seed of God's word planted into, boy, the hearts of God's people. A lot of times as I be coming here and preparing for, you know, his message is preparing me for what the Lord wants to speak through me, or it coincides with what the Lord speaks through me. And sometimes I just, like I say, I don't ever have any pre-planned messages. Hey, whatever the Lord want to say, whatever the Holy Spirit need to say, that's it. And it's the same way, that's the same way with his ministry. He just give it to you, boy, as the Holy Spirit bring it up. The Bible called it this: the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Spirit of the Lord is upon us. Watch what it says. The Spirit of the Lord is up and on us. Not falling down on us, it's up. That means it's in us. And boy, when it starts coming up to overflowing, then it's not only in us, but boy, it's all on us then. When we get full of it and it starts flowing out, then it ministers to the healed, the believers. That's the Spirit of the Lord that's up and on us. Thank you, Bishop, you know, for your ministry that you bring to the body of Christ. It's a tremendous blessing to me, and I know to many others out there who listen to it. I thank God for it. Hallelujah. Hey, listen. In my little hometown, you know, there are some ministries there, too, you know, that'll be a blessing. If any of you are looking for a good ministry, if you're here in the Alexandria area and you're looking for an anointed word, an unadulterated word, then, man, you know. I know there are many churches here in the community, but if you're looking for a church that's going to love and feed you, the sincere milk of the word of God, the parable of the word of God, the smash food of the word of God, and then the meat of the word of God, then, Moments of Inspiration would be a great ministry. You're looking for a good church home that you can grow in, that'd be a great ministry. And if you hear God speaking to your heart to visit them, and even if it's just a visit, and get a word. One word from the Lord can transform your life. That'll be a tremendous ministry to get a word from. Hey, listen, if you're in the Bunker, Louisiana area, and listen, if you want to get in, he coming in the program. You already know. You know how to get in touch with him, get information. But I want to just encourage you. Boy, there's a word in him. And when the Spirit of the Lord come up on him, it ain't him. That's the word in him. That's the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of him. That's Christ in him. So again, you know how to contact him and get the information to visit that ministry. Or to continue. I encourage you, too, to continue listening to that broadcast. Just as much a blessing, I'm sure, as his services are. Again, if you're in the Bunker, Louisiana area, a couple of ministries that I'd like to invite you and encourage you to visit. There are new ministries in the Bunker area. One of them is Lakeitha Smith Ministries. It's located right there in Bunker in the Lions Shopping Center. It used to be Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center, but it's the Lions Shopping Center there. That's a kingdom-oriented ministry that God has set up, man, in that community. Those of you who are in that area, if you're looking for an anointed word, I'm not talking about a church. If you're looking for a word, because when I say church, then we think of church as religion. That's what we know. But I'm talking about a word. If you're looking for a word that empower and impact your life, that'll be a great ministry to go and visit. That's the Lakeitha Smith Ministry. You all in the Bunker area know of that ministry. And you who don't have a church home, visit there. I guarantee you God will speak to your heart through there. If you go and incline your ear to hear a word from the Lord, you'll be tremendously blessed. There's also another ministry in Bunker that's recently started. You know, and that's Kendrick Johnson's ministry. That's located right there in the Bunker area too. You know, and last week I had mentioned it, and I said right there in the annex building in Bunker across from Western Auto. All I know is Auto. I know it's not across from Western Auto. It's across from AutoZone. And that's a tremendous ministry also that will impact your life with the ministry of God's word, with the anointed word of God that will remove burdens and destroy you. So if you're looking for a good church home, if you just want to visit and get a word from the Lord and hear a word from the Lord, then those are two great ministries that God has established there in the community, along with all the other churches that are there. You know of them, you know, and you know to visit them. But I just want to, you know, make known to you, those of you who may not know of it, of Lakeitha Smith Ministries. And again, her ministry is in the Piggly Wiggly Shopping Center in the first part of it, on the backside of the building. Very easy to find. One other thing I'd like to announce, too, is Bishop Burnett and his family. They're putting on, man, an awesome thing today, and we pray that the weather permit for that to go on. The Anointed Ministry, they are sponsoring a Holy Ghost experience. They call it the Hour of Power. That's the day. In fact, it's starting now. It's supposed to start at 12 o'clock today. And it's going to be the Hour of Power. I mean, they're just people coming together, man, and just fellowshipping and empowering one another through praise and worship and adoration, man, to our God. You know the Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people? So if you got some yokes that need to be destroyed and some burdens in your life that need to be removed, then I would encourage you, boy, to go to that event that they're having over there. It's located right there in Bunkie on Hickory Street. Here's the address. It's 204 Hickory Street, Bunkie, Louisiana. And if you want a contact number, it's going to be 318-717-4225. Or 318-264-1361. Again, that number is 318-717-4225 or 318-264-1361. Again, that's Bishop Burnett and the Anointed Ministries sponsoring, boy, a Holy Ghost experience. Our power, praise and worship and celebration. Go and be blessed, boy, by the presence of the Lord. Again, he inhabits the praise of his people. Thank you, Bishop, you know, for providing that opportunity for the people. Thank you, Minister Smith, for allowing that opportunity and God to use you to set up that ministry there. Thank you, Pastor Johnson, for being obedient to the call of God upon your life, boy, and stepping out, man, and going forth what God has called you to do. I bless your ministries, you know, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, boy, that, boy, God's will, God's kingdom come in your ministry, and that God's will be done in your ministry. And not only in your ministries, but in all the ministries. That's my prayer. Well, Father, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done. So, Father, I not only lift up those ministries in Bishop Thompson's ministry, but all the ministries, Lord, that you have established in the earth. That your anointing flow in and through them, that they may be a tremendous blessing to the people, Father, who you have ordained them to minister to. I pray that your Holy Spirit, Lord, have his way in their ministries. I pray, Father, that they relinquish themselves of all of them and allow all of you to minister through them to the needs of your people, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be, and so shall it be. Amen. One other announcement I'd like to make to you, too. We have a little boutique, and our ministry has a boutique in the Bunkie, Louisiana area called Laval's Unique Boutique. There we sell a variety of things, home decor, clothing, jewelry, apparel, hair, accessories, beauty supplies. A little of this, a little of that. That's why it's called a unique boutique. And God set that up there, you know, his purpose was to fund, man, to help fund the ministry. So we'd like to invite you, you know, to go by there and visit there. If you're in the Bunkie area, you know, if you're looking for something to wear, if you're looking for a few hair pieces, if you're looking for some beauty supplies, just go and visit. There are many other things that are in there. And we're located in the Lions Shopping Center, too, right between Lions Grocery Store and the Dollar General. We're right there. We'd appreciate you if you were to patronize us. But the proceeds from there, you know, go toward the funding of this ministry. Another strange thing. They pay movie stars and everything else millions of dollars.